Now, let me just point out, just to wrap up just about last week, okay? The amazing thing that I really, just looking in Sher Shvi over here, and what the Rambam did an amazing thing, because originally, when he talks about Tumas Saras, he calls it Shrana, and at the end of the discussion, he calls it Alama. I mean, he starts off with his Eira, and he ends off with a tzivut, okay? And if you remember, we pointed out that Sher Shmini basically says that mitzvah to be Alama, okay? That's why the Rambam goes out of his way and might even say a certain mitzvah, which we would say a shirano, he calls an alama, okay? And we have to understand how this happened and what happened. So I think what happened is the Rambam basically says that this shirano is basically a law and it's rishus. And he has a problem. In Sher Shmini, you need a tzivui, and mitzvah a tzivui. See, he pulls off a major thing here. What he does is he says that since Tumah, that was the Mikdama, is Negeya to Dine Asholis and Mitzvah Satera, Shiluach Machnois, and the problem of Achilus Kochim, Betumah, Negeya, whatever it is, okay? Therefore, it's a mitzvah. But he says, therefore it comes an Alama, because it's not only Rishus. Because once it's negeya, titzibuyim of the Torah, that itself makes it a tzibuy. And that's what the Ram does. He starts off and he calls it a shrana. And he introduces this new idea that it's negeya to other mitzvahs. And then Mela, he says at the end of the thing, he calls it an alma, which is absolutely beautiful. Okay? Secondly, okay, this observation, which I made last week, that the Ram has a few extra words in our forest Nedarim, okay, and he says that since the Torah is Perish Oisa V'Osa V'Protim Mishpato Odino, therefore it's a mitzvah. Correct? That's why it was Medayik. So frankly, this observation is really true, okay? It's not an isolated phenomenon. The Rambam does it in two other places. And if he does it in two other places, so then, if he does it in two other places, so it says really something. That's what he does it in Mitzvah Seh Kuvches. He has like this. Okay, I don't need to talk to it. Anyway, just like this, if I don't find it right now. Here he has it. Here. Kuf Ches. Let's say Kuf Ches. He says, he lists all the Rebbe Ki elu hashleisha osa minim minatumoy shekodem minyonom. He discusses it in Sadivov, and then he throws in something at the end. In Kuvches. V'tumas ni, tumas eichlin, tumas shvatzim, to whatever, he goes through the whole list, okay? He says, "Kol echod mehen mufurish batera ubchol mitzvah mikroos haube v'dinim utnoyim." See, that's also a very important thing. V'dinim utnoyim. So it means not only do you need the mikros haube, but the pake of shvi'i really is mashlim and makes it clearly a mitzvah. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. It means that the paradigm which the Rambam set up for us in the beginning of Shuri Shvi'i of Vida ki mitzvah achas hi yechida misuyemes shleima, it's not only a fact, but it helps to define the mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam goes out of his way over here because of this. He goes out and he tells you which mesechta, each mitzvah in Tahalos is in the Tumas. And he goes through and he lists and he says, this mitzvah is here, and this is here, and this is there, because that's also part of it. It's a package deal. It's Mikos Halbe, the Torah's Perush Esau, and there is Pake and Tnoyim, which we will have to be, okay? Pake and Tnoyim. And because he says, Kfishu Kosu, but it's not only, see, but it's interesting, Kfishu Kosu Bapashit Vayi Bayom HaShmini, Ubapashit is Paku Tnoyim in Mikra, and that's the Paku Tnoyim, which makes it Kilo Teru Asekbo. Kefishu kosu bapashes vayi bayom hashmini, ubapashes ishikis hazrir, ubapashes zeis tiyer, ubapashes yikol elech hafo aduma, v'alba pashes eloi kolois kol mikos hatuma iskulo halolo. Avu dine kol aminim alo mishpnei kol min mehem, hare sey de tayris kolois kol ze. So I'm just wondering that he's saying it fits the paradigm of Pake and because Halbe, and also it has the general paradigm of Hatera Vamitzvah, that what we're doing is the Rebbe Lishon gave Moshe Rabbeinu Tera U-Mitzvah. The Tera is the Tera Shebiksav, is the Mitzvah, is the Dinim, which were Meseris of how to go about doing it, and the Mesecht is the U, and it goes to each different Mesecht. Okay? That is basically what we had, and it's a little bit more broader. And not only he does it there, he also does it in another place, in very short, Mina Kotze. Mina Kotze, of all places. Kupches. Kupches. Liois may neither metamin, lo otum to or metarin, mitumois meis bilvad. Bechol elu adinim, shel tumois elu, roi mishpat, kol tumor vetumor, the mishpat, I assume, he's referring to the pake, roi mishpat, kol tumor vetumehen, muvua. Okay. And here I'm a little bit interesting. Why is it? What exactly does that mean? That Rave Mishpat. Why do you need Rave? Rave Mishpat Mavur B'Torah Shebiksav. Which is an amazing thing. Because the Rambam says just the opposite about the Rave. In Shuri Sheni, when he talks about the Yud Gimel Midos, and he says, Reib Dine Ateya Adach Yud Gimel Midos. And here, it's very important that the Reib Mishpat. I assume what the Rambam's trying to say, the Reib Mishpat is Osu Kakosu. Osu Kakosu. Pirush Mishpatei, and it can't be. He can't call it Osaka Kosu unless it's a Rav. That's what I assume he's talking about. That's a Rayedoch that the Torah is very much involved in it. Osaka Kosu. Okay. Therefore, okay. I'm not going into all the issues. Okay. I'm just going to tell you. We mentioned Tumas Eichlin last week, okay? And, okay, we mentioned Tumas Eichlin, the mitzvah, which was a chiddush, okay? And interesting, the Rambam goes out of his way that the formulation of the Nusach HaMitzvah is different, because Tumas Eichlin is the only mitzvah which it says Lodu. Even though the Rambam goes out of his way in over here, At the end of Makke Nefesh B'Shkogo, Shenidoin, and Shenidoin the Makke Nefesh B'Shkogo, okay? And all Dinim, he say, basically end up like that, and ends up in Sadivah, but the Nusach HaMitzvah is Lodun, or not Din, that's only in Tumas Eichel, that's the only one that he singles out. And that's very strange, but I assume he's bothered by something, okay? Now, there's another case, okay? I'm just telling you, besides the problem we had at Kegelim, okay, this Tumois Chatoyos, which is the tumor of Misasek in Chatos, in Chatoyos, okay? The Chatos in Apimineus, the Chatos in Nischofos, okay? The Rambam, I assume, Pora, it's under the mitzvah from Pora. Okay? I assume it's on the mitzvah of Paul. Okay? I assume so. And I assume... Shh! I assume it's on the mitzvah of Paul. And also, I assume for some reason, I could have assumed that the Se'ir Yom Kippur could have been under the mitzvah of Seyda B'lis Yom Kippurim. But it's not true, because Ram only mentions it in Hukas HaB'lis Yom Kippurim as an aside. That a certain case is possible. He doesn't talk about the tomb at all. He just says in the case it's possible, it's not metame. The whole discussion is in Paul Adum and Perikei. Okay? So I assume the Rambam, for some reason, puts everything under Paul. Okay? But it's very interesting. There's so many, because the Rambam says that the Gemara Zvachim, that every case, is a Pirush HaMakubal, they call him a Chaprim, there's a Tumah of Misasek. And it comes out of all the cases of Sirab, of Zohar, of Sibur, and Pako, and Mashiach, all Machaprim. So I think that the Rav, that this also might be negated to the question of Rav Mishpat, is Bekosuv, because over here, the whole thing is a Pirush HaMakubal. Pirush HaMakubal is a Pirush and a Pasuk, but it's not the Kosov itself is dealing with it, I assume. So, for some reason, it's not in the minyan. Okay? The whole thing is not in the minyan. Chatos is not in the minyan. Kalim, I don't want to talk, I just want to tell you a thing, and this has to be worked out in more barichos. And the first thing also, Chatos, it's also more barichos. But I asked you, listen, what happened to Kalim? Does an amazing thing, because over here in Kuf Ches, when he's explaining the Masechtas, Avodinim Aminim Alolu Umishpatei Kol Min Mehem, how he say the Tyrus Kol is called Kodovas, he calls it Mehen Midim Shistachno and Masechtas. We go Masechtas Tyrus, Umasechtas Machshirin, Umasechtas Uxim. Kisholos Masechtas Elu. Which is a very strange thing. He says, oh, that's what Tyrus is about. It's a very strange thing, because we'll see it's not so portrait. That's a Tyrus, he changes the mind later. But it's very strange. You know, we have Masechtas, which have nothing to do with Darbom. You have Masechtas Megillah, Masechtas Yadayim, and nothing to do with the Isis, okay? But if there are many Masechtas, I'm just a very strange thing. There's three Masechtas about it, okay? And then he also seems to say that if you give a name of a Masechta, you know, you should give it after the mitzvah. That's how it probably be bomus and chalitza. And he says that tumas eichel the three mesechtes. Okay. Now, I ask you. So you should ask yourself. Go in the shul. There's a mesechtes kelim 30 prokim. Okay. So what's that mesecht about? Okay. See, you know, some truth. I spent a lot of time working on mesechtes kelim. Okay. And what the Rambam says over here, I was amazed. Let me just read you this. I don't want to spend too much time. I want to finish the Shemesh Mitzvah tonight. Listen to this. Avot Tumas Nevela v'Tumas Sheretz. This is the end of the discussion. Lo Yichtu lo Hen Mesechtes. There's no peculiar Mesechta. That which is Yichtu Mesechtes, or that those are mitzvahs, okay? Elo dineim mufuzorim v'kam mokoyim mispesei dezer. Okay. Rubon v'ikron v'kelim v'tahares. Rubon v'ikron v'kelim v'tahares. Okay. So I said to myself, I'm going to show them. You know, Caleb is about Tumas Caleb. No! Caleb is about how Sheretz and Nevela is Matame. And the truth is, Nevela is not mentioned once. Nevela is not mentioned once in Caleb. It's mentioned, you know, about five times in Taharis, okay? But every time in Maseches Caleb, which we want to talk about, the Keli is Matame, or how it's Matame, the Moshul is about a Sheretz. And the Rambam, you know, I can give you the list, I can go through them. You know, we can go through them one at a time. One here, there, but Rambam, you know, it's every... Let's go. I mean, we're not going to go. Okay, but we say that. The Mishnah in Kalim. See, in the Vela, it's in Tigris, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Okay, we'll go through them one at a time. Okay, go say that. Whatever it is. In Kalim, there's a lot, okay, about Sheretz. Okay. So I was wondering, okay. I said to myself, maybe I'm asking myself a question. Why is the Rabbeinu HaKadosh opened up Maseches Kelim talking about Avos HaTumos? If really Maseches Kelim should be designated, okay, for Kelim. And how
first parak talked up into the Seder.
Okay. But what's that? What's the Seder talking about? The Seder is talking about tumas. Oh. So and it talks all about Sheretz in Kalim. Okay. I think the Ram seems to say the Maseches Kalim is telling us how Kalim Amakal Tumah from a Sheretz. And it could be other things. I was just wondering, and it's something has to be dealt with, okay? You have to go through, and this I didn't do yet, you have to go through all the Shiva Kalim, okay? And the Ram says what the Makaris are. There's a posik of Maisa Nisim, of Maisa Izim, which appears in Makubal, which doesn't bother me anymore, okay? There are psukim in Matris, okay? About Kli Matris. You know, you have to go through the psukim, but the question is, when the Torah is talking there, is the Torah talking about Tumas Mes? Or the Torah is telling you about the Tumas and Keli. And the Ram seems to say that, I guess, he's learning that it's really not talking about the way the Tumas Mes expresses itself is the time of the Keli. Okay, but this is an amazing thing, okay? I'm just telling you what he's doing, because he quotes Maseches Keli when he says that. Okay, this needs a lot more work. Listen, now what I really want to do is go on to the next thing, okay? That's point number one. Point number two, The Ram introduces and has really here he's having a diatribe with the I have each one of these, but I gotta leave them for the mitzvahs itself and tayag mitzvahs. But I just stuck why the Ram might have mentioned these, but that itself is a shiur in itself. Elo shelo nizbayo inyan azeh elo shelo nizbayelo talochus until it's not understood completely. Ala shleim is lehusaglor ulchein mona beisin aparshis mashik vakodem loy minyonoi. He might have mentioned something in the mitzvahs loisa say and mitzvahs say ulay hilgish. Okay? Because he didn't understand completely. Because you don't count. The yisoid is, you don't count the pocket and the mitzvah is too. Okay? So he's saying pachios on expression of pocket. Okay? So I'd like to discuss is how the Ram came to that conclusion in the Balochs and Birdis. Okay? Because what we're not trying to do is learn the Alchus Birdis now. We're trying to learn the Rambam and see how the Rambam viewed the Alchus Birdis. Correct? So the emissaries, Rabbi Yochanan Perlau says, the Bahag and all those Moin Racham are called parshas, they say it's about the Tzibur as opposed to a Yochid. So what does the Rambam want here? Okay? Because the Rambam says, Eilu parshas, Mishpatim, Mesum, Tzibur. So I want to suggest something. Okay, I want to say that I'm learned the Bahag and said if you learn the Bahag, you can't come to a different conclusion. Okay? It says in Bahag again, Sholish Meis Vishish Bachomish Mitzis Leisase, O Messiah be our boy in Ushmon Mitzase, call him a kaim Zerkalam Habo, or call a riva leim Nidon Vishisho Inchu, Skilo Srefa Ere Vachenik, Misa Vachoris Umalkis. Then it goes to Elu Mitzvahs Kumvase. Okay. I'm skipping a lot. And then he says, the Elu Parshis Chukim Mishpotim Amesum Latzibu. So, you could have said, they call him a Kaimom, Zerchalum Habo, is referring to a Yochid. And we talk about the various Einche Bezdin. You're referring to a Yochid, correct? So, then you would say, that Loch Zeru's bothered problem, and remember, he used this as a motive, as his apparatus, okay, to organize the mitzvahs. So therefore, since Sibu is different, he has a separate mitzvah, correct? He has a separate category called parashas. I'm assuming that Sibu. Sounds gewaldic, okay? So that's the way everyone learns. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan Perlau learns. Well, he doesn't say it. That's the way he learns. So I tell you, the Ram came like this. Let's read it again. So then, L'chaira, after the Ram is finished counting, you have to make the cheshbon exactly. All these, the categories of ancient, and all the categories that are kumvase. You'll get, let's say, 300. Let's even be, let's just give a round number, okay? And the parsha, you end up with 60, let's say, okay? So, what are you ending up with? You're ending up with a certain number that you have mitzaseh, mitzaloiseh. And the parshas, you split up between the mitzaseh and the mitzaloiseh, correct? Correct? Right? Now, Sholish Meiris Vishisha Bachomish Mitzlay Sase, Musayim Ba'aboy Mishmona Mitzah Sase. Okay? That's the way he starts off. Rav Simloy. Okay? call him a kaimum is referring to the whole ramach, all in the part of kumvaseh. V'choloim aleim nida b'shisha ancient. It's referring to the whole shasa, or only to part of it. Okay. Well, if the Ram starts, if the Bahag starts off with Sholish Meis and Makai Mom, it's an indefinite pronoun, it's a pronoun reference referring back to something before. So the Ram says that if you're going to interpret what's going on here is an issue of Tzibur and Yochid, and at Tzibur, the whole idea of calling Makai Mzechim Habba doesn't make any sense, you couldn't have this Maima refer to the Tayag Mitzvahs. You can only refer to mixas. So the Rambam said that's not the pshat. Sibu is mentioned there, correct, but that's not the ikar stress. The Rambam says that the ikar stress over here is chukim u'mishpatim. And the Rambam learned that chukim u'mishpatim means paka. And that's why he came to this interesting conclusion that the Bahag is being moina paka, which is an amazing thing. Because l'cheira, whatever you wanted, okay, there's a problem over here. Why did the Bahag, if it's Tzibor, you could say, Eilu mitzis, Eilu pasha mitzum mitzibor, and gomalno. You know, you have a problem whichever way you're going to hit it. So the Rambam learned, this is paka. Aye! The Bahag counts in Shur Shlishi. The Ram dealt with them the whole issue of the Avonim and all the mitzvahs l'shah, and he quotes them in Parshiyos. So he said, remember the Ram says that mitzvahs l'shah also mitzvahs, and they could have been, and they could be to have their paka also. The problem is not that they're parashis and paka, but the problem is that they're only shah, and that's what Ram attacks them about. He does the issue, but he discusses the whole issue of what the essence of parashis are over here, because he learns that parashis are paka. Okay, that's point one. Okay? Now, next. Okay. Now he goes in. Vinei shenela mizulaseinu. Here's an amazing thing. Zulaseinu. He's referring to an anonymous moina mitzvah. He doesn't say who it is. We find no expression in this halach zedilis. Chozer limnois b'mitzvah saras achas esrei mitzvahs. V'riyoda shei mitzvah achas. It's paka or tnoim. Okay? Okay? Who is this Zulasai? We have no clue. Okay? I found, you know, someone says there's a Sefer Chafetz, okay, and the Ram had the Sefer Chafetz, but the person who said it did not have that part of the Sefer Chafetz to be able to say something, because it's not extant. There are Sridim of the Sefer Chafetz, but I would have said it's very clear from the Rambam that even though it's very clear that the Sefer Chafetz denies Paka and counts Paka, what the Ram would call Paka in Minyan HaMitzvahs, but the Ram is not referring to him. For example, in the Sri Miyuchosim, Parel Dobo Shot Tzibur, the Ram counts in Samaches Mitzvachas. But the Sridim count two mitzvahs, Parel Dobo in Shah Mitzvahs, and Abu the Zohar as a separate mitzvah of Tzibur. Separate mitzvah. That according to Ram Lachar is Paka. Okay. And the Ram says, V'loi b'hischalev mini abalechayim shemakriv mehem ha-korban yisra ba-korban ho-echot shu-korban shu-ege. The Sefer in the Sridim from Sefer Chavetz, we have counts Oila Tamima Oila Tamim from Boko and Oila Tamim from Sain. Two separate mitzvahs. And the Rambam in his discussion of Oila V'Yoyrin and Chatos is mashmo that everyone agrees with. So to say that he's having polemics with Sefer Chafetz to me is a little bit odd, okay? He counts the Lav of Geneva and the Chi of Kefo as two separate mitzvahs. That's a classical case of Paka. But he doesn't attack Sefer Chafetz. He attacks the Bahag, counting with Sinof and counting the three Oinchim of Eish Sish. So I would doubt it, okay? But, you know, who am I? Okay? Because we don't have anything. It's only, maybe the Rambam also had part of Sefer Chafetz. I don't know. Because he had Sefer Chafetz. Because the Rambam the Tshuva refers to Sefer Chafetz and the reason why he made mistakes in Pirush Mishnayis and was Chayzer or whatever in Mishneh Torah is because the Sefer Chafetz was mad to him. And he, at a certain point in his life, he respected him. Okay? And he quotes him a few times later in Cherish Your Dalit. Okay? He just calls over here Zula Sengu.
You know who he was? What's it called? Who was he?
I don't know. I'll send you the information. Okay? Next. Blinenda, if you want. Okay. Now, next point. Okay? Because I want to get moving here. Okay. We got to get moving. Okay. Now, I want to read to you. What is the mitzvah of Tumas Ras? So I assume it's a setup over here. The Ram setting up the Machin Nefesh Din, Machin Nefesh Bishkogo. Okay? And has its paka, and you don't count the paka. And that's the paradigm that you have a Shurano, okay, which has paka. And you don't count the paka. Similarly, in Tumas Saras, because before he doesn't have that paradigm, his whole paradigm about paka is only in Alama, but not in paka, not in Shrana. And he's setting up a paradigm in Shrana, which offhand is very forced, because in Sefer HaMitzvot itself, he does not call he doesn't refer to Golus Lahaglois, and it seems to be a alama, a pushed alama. Okay, but say they're not getting involved in this, okay? Zeshanach Tzavino Chzras Odom Metamose Benasatome. These words need a little explanation. I'm not sure exactly what he wants, okay? Vishai Bema Shishai Batme Lesrache Meamikta Shakadosha Volotse Skusomakish. So I thought this is amazing. This is the paradigm of what he says in Sarivov, that he says, but in general, that all Tuma is Chayim Lotzei Simach Neshchina, and he is not allowed to eat or Nagein Kochin, correct? Okay. He flips the order around and puts Mach Neshchi, Shluch Mach Neshchin at the end. Okay. But then he does something amazing. He throws in something we don't want to talk about. The Srachek Min HaMikdosh. What does that mean? What's the machine of Srachek Min HaMikdosh? Volotei Schutz Mimachna Machna Shechina. And what's the Srachek Min HaMikdosh? I assume the mem is going over Kadosho. What's the Srachek Min HaMikdosh? What is he talking about over here? Okay? Like, he flips the argument around. Okay? And then you have Daniel Abavli coming and asking of Avram Ben Rambam in Simi Yud Aleph, Rabbi Nishal, a Mitzera, Ishtal Chutz, Gimel Machnes. So what the Rambam say? Blotz is chutz l'macht l'shchit. Okay. So I want to tell you what I would suggest. Kiyat Hashem atayim olay. Okay. I think that first of all, the Rambam wants to have peculiar dinim in mitzera that it reflects itself in the reis dik isruim and chiyuvim, and then he'll say what applies to all mitzvahs. And these first two are peculiar mitzera dikadin. You see, when he's dealing in sefer mitzvahs inside Vav, where he's discussing about all tumah in general, the seder really is irrelevant. Okay, but over here, he's making a point about tzaras odom, and tzaras odom that's peculiar in tzaras is lisrachek mehamikdash v'kadoshav, and something which applies to all tmeim, which also applies to tzaras, is shiluach machneshchin. The question is still playing out. It sounds very nice. What does it mean? How does it fit in halachas? So that's the first step, okay? Just to say the words. But what he's doing over here is using this to set up that the shrana becomes alama. And after that, he says that it's an alama. After he introduces this chiyuvim, he says, when he says the next time he says sibui, it translates as alama. Which is amazing. Okay? We know what he wants to do. The question is, how did he do it? Okay. So I would tell you the following. Because there in Tzaribob is V'chai Masha Chayob Mahatmeim Lotzeis Mimachna Shechina U'shelo Yochol Kodesh U'shelo Yigaboy V'zulaz Zer Mitzvah Sasei Lamed Aleph. Let's just give it a chance. Mitzvah Sasei Lamed Aleph. Okay. He Shetzivonu Yishaleich atmeim min hamikdash. Hu omu yis'ala v'yishalchu min hamachna kol tzuruah v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'nefesh. V'ze hamachna hane'amal hinei hu machna shechina sh'dei melo l'deiris o azora k'mo sh'bi'anu b'tchilas b'tzeira tares. He's throwing in zav mitzera in everyone, and he says that it's machna shechina. Even though in Talmud Bavli there might be drushes to tell you that this one's nishtala from this machna and this is nishtala from that machna, it's chsugis. The Ram learns in Pshuto Shomikra all of them are the same, and the mitzvah say all of them are the same. In Mishnah Torah is not like that. Okay. So therefore, since it basically applies to all tmeim and not peculiarly to mitzera, he throws this at the end. We're saying that's the beginning. Now, loisaseh. Listen to what happened. There's a loisaseh, ayin zayin, and ayin ches. They're two lav in the Torah. Okay? Lois is ayin zayin, and lois is ayin ches. Okay, here's where it gets interesting. Ayin zayin, he she his here kol tomei mihikones b'chol hamikdash shedei meloderes kol azolo mishanik lefnim shehu tchilas ezras Yisrael. Okay, that's ayin zayin, ayin ches. He she his here kol tomei. It's not kol tomei. B'chol tumulav it's megufay. I guess it's Reiv or something like that. Mi koneis l'machna l'vir shekmoru l'deireis harabayis v'kmo shebeiru v'perek vishom m'seches kelev. Okay? Because he burned. This is the parakeh that it says over there. V'zehu tchilas, okay. L'srachet min ha-mikdash. L'srachet min ha-mikdash is referring to this love. Okay. What? It's very strange. What's he talking about? On one hand, he's talking about mikdash, and then he talks about machne shechina, and you get the impression they're two separate things. Okay, correct? And it has to be, otherwise, you know, it's double talk, correct? And especially between kedusha. So bemes, I assume the Ram doesn't always do it, because in Lamed Aleph he calls it mikdash, and Ayin Zayin he calls it mikdash. Okay. But there he clearly says, referring to Machne Shechina. Okay, Lamed Aleph is in the Asay, and Ayin Zayin is the Loisus, that's what I meant. Okay, the Seder. However, there's the Chamishna. I still remember when I heard this in the Ram the first time, you know. But it's the Mufush Ram, Hirsh Shnais. In Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Fabianu, Lecha, Kama Pomim, Ki Mikdash Nikles Yerushalayim Kula. Okay. That's not really fair. He didn't explain this many times. What he explained many times is that Medina is called outside Yerushalayim. So he assumes in that, so Mikdash is not Medina. Because Chazal always machala between Mikdash and Medina. So Michalhein at the Shemeh. Michalab at the Shemeh, the Medina, not Mikdash. So means Yerushalayim. So then, Lisrachek is Mikdash. Okay? Whether, I'm not sure about this, the Ram has Malkis for Mitzera, I think, Sugya, for Mitzera Shnichnas, Lomachna Yisrael. Okay? I'm not talking about the Rechim as a separate, they're not getting involved in that, the Ram has a separate Shikmach, Lomachna Rash. I just want to know, it could be. The question is Rama Mikdash, and it's the whole Machne Yisrael, and this Rachek is referring to this peculiar din of Mitzera, that Mitzera is also for Knisa, an Isa Knisa, not a Chim Shluach, an Isa Knisa in Machne Yisrael. And that's Mikdash. So what's Kedusha? What's Kedusha? It means a Chayla. There's something peculiar about Mitzera that he has to misrachek in a special way from Kodesh more than anyone else. So, the emesis, it's true. It's true. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tumas Ras, Halacha Yud Beis, Chumra Yisera. Yesh mitzera shemetam biyosa labayis bein bimei hechlet bein bimei hezgit. So mitzera cannot go into a bias or into a place where this kodshim. And that's kedusha. And not only that, hello, in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, hamitzera av meovos hatumois. Metame odem mekele b'mago klicheres b'aviroi, u'metame odem b'masa, u'metame mishka v'moisha, afilu tachas eben kizav v'gizor, shene b'chibes b'godo, v'toher mipi ha'shmu lomdu shetoher meletame mishka v'moisha. Okay, so if that's correct, okay. So the Ram's trying to tell you this rachet that he has to make sure that this richuk not only from him but even from his mishka v'moishah afilu tachas ha'eben. So that's the Ram says this rachet me'amikdosh hu v'kadosho, and that's peculiar about mitzera. But what's not peculiar about mitzera, okay, is the chiv shiluch. Okay, and that's the Ram over here. The truth is, you want to look at it, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Papir Gimloch, Aleph, Beis, and Ches, Mitzvah, Shachot, Meir, and Mikdosh, and he seems to say there's a separate mitzvah of the Shiluach who expresses itself different Zam and different Mitzvah. It's not only in the lab of Knesa, but even in Shiluach Mach. Zam Mishnah is not like this. The Seder. Now, next. That takes care of this. Okay? That, you know, when I first looked at it, I said, Echmo Echai Kibibeni. Maybe I'm wrong, but L'cheira. That's what I would say. Now, V'anachnu l'ida, Eze tzlas metame, V'eze enu metame, L'chim v'akosu, L'vayi u'l'faru tadim. So, I told you that's counterintuitive, because since the Torah is mefaru tadim, and therefore we know it's a mitzvah. Not that we know there's a mitzvah and we tell you how to do it, okay? I just want to ask you one question, and then I want to just point this out, you know. Rabbi Yochanan Perlman, you know, basically when he discusses, he says, you know, we know what's going on over here in Makan Nefesh B'Shkoga. There's a din of Makan Nefesh B'Shkoga, and the Torah goes out of its way to explain what the din is. But it doesn't do it over here. It's just the opposite. Because all the Torah just tells you one parasha and another parasha and another parasha by a different din from Tumas Ras. So why would you say there's an umbrella thing and a pasuk which is an umbrella to say this paka and the umbrella and the call the umbrella the mitzvah? Okay? So I want to tell you what the Rambam did, I think. Okay? And it's negated something else also. Okay? So this is a problem. What does it mean? You know, how does he have this drasha? But he's learning this drasha is l'cheira on Saras Adam. At least, correct? Because not in Saras Adam, the pasuk doesn't make any sense, correct? Okay. So here, the Maisa Rabbeisa, let's get started. Here it is. This Maimah is the Sifra, okay? And we'll see about it. And that Mechir is the Rambam, the Sifra is a Purusha Makubal, and he has it, he knows it is a mitzvah. Oh, of course, he has everything. Everything is solved, no problem, okay? The Maisa, this is a Pasuk. Zeis teras neged tzoras, beged, hatzema, oya pishtim, oya shisi o erim, o kol kli o, letar o eletamoy. The pasuk was said in the Gebegod. And comes the Ebenezer and says, here the Torah is doing something major. They four times use the word smichus. That's what it's a teras. Teras of Nega, Nega of Tzoras, Tzoras of Megiratzim. Okay, it's going to go. Okay? What I want to suggest is the Matiki Ashmua, and that's how the Rambam quotes this, because the Pasuk is talking about the Gibbagadim with Baidishal. Okay? And the Rambam quotes it over here as Kilo Mitzvah and Torah. Right? Correct? I think what happens is the Matiki Ashmu are reading the pasuk in a different way. Zeis teres neged tzaras, and that's neged tzaras. Neged tzaras of Adam, because that was everything before. And ubeged utzeme, whatever it is, whatever. Okay, because I'll tell you how we know this. Because Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Gemara Moi Cotton and the Gemara Nozir, okay. The Gemara Moi called the Tal of the Tamoy, that the Gemara talks about you shouldn't see the Goyim on Chol HaMoed because you have the Tal of the Tamoy. They do both, and the Gemara quotes the Tal of the Tamoy as far as seeing the Goyim on Moed, and the Gemara in Nozir when it's interpreting the Mishnah. That Sveikai, but the suffix, the Goyim, but Tchila, is Tahar, Because Hoyo Shapasa got Kosuf, Betahala. So you see the Matiki Yashmua learned that this refers to Tzalah Sada. Okay? And the Ram quotes that the Tzalah Sada. That's what he did. Okay? So I'm saying, I think what happened is the Ram learns this in reversal. In Maki Nefesh Mishkogo, the 16 are after the Torah talks about Maki Nefesh Mishkogo. Here the Torah reverses it. It talks about all the parsha of Tumas Negoyim, and it says Matal and Tamoy going back and everything. And the Rambam said he shouldn't be Machalik. Okay, that's just the beginning over here. Okay, that's an amazing thing. But I think that's what he did. Because without you see, Matal and Tamoy causes us problems. But without Matal and Tamoy, we don't understand what the Rambam had this equation with Maki Nefesh Mishkogo, and that's what Yochum Torah was asking about. It's in where he has it somewhere. Okay, good, I'll tell you. Where the Ma'amokam, okay, it's on the gate. He asked one then.
It's on the show, she has it.
Yeah, but I'm not. Okay, wherever it is, okay, that's it. He asked the question. Okay, the same. Now, next. Now the Ram does something amazing, okay? Which I can't say because he continues over here. And he says, Omnom, the Omnom mitzvihi shetema tome otoho. So that's exchange mitzvah tala, okay? So the truth is, I would have said, okay, we'll see about the camera. Okay, let's. So the Ram seems to say that it's Amira, correct? This is impossible to interpret over here, Meneu Bey, because the Ram clearly is trying to set up a din and comparing it to the din to Masaras. So this Amira means the Havchona, the Inyan Lodun, the Havchona, to know what's Tomei, what's Tor, and to work it out. But he's not referring to Shoresh Tishii in terms of a mitzvah mila l'chera. Okay. Now, next, what he does is the emesis. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and in Mishnah Torah quotes this possible koyin shetimoy mitzvah l'tara yishnem l'tara l'tamoy. And this is Hilchos Tumas Ras, Peregirav Olach Abov. Tairis Mitzayu Zunu Heges, V'koyin Shetimoy, Mitzah L'Tahara. Okay, so Chayit Tachastir, what are we talking about? You know, the Mitzah, how it done. So I think the Ram learned that since it says in the Sifro says like this, L'Taharoi Oy L'Tamoy, G'shem Shemitz L'Taharoi, Kach Mitzah L'Tamoy, L'Taharoi Oy L'Tamoy, Koyin shuhu metaloi metamoi. The imeis koyin. Achir royeu. So the choy is two separate drushes. And Chazal, Matiki Yeshmur, that there's no stira. The only problem I have with the Rambam, and I'm not sure how serious he is, or he's just setting up something, because kishem she mitzvah letamoi, kach mitzvah letaloi, lechera, what you're doing is you're using a postulate, something which you know is a double portion, and you're postulating something else based on it. Right? Kein shemitzvah letaharoi, kach mitzvah letamoi. Okay, so I could have imagined the same way as a mitzvah tayis a mitzvah, there's also a mitzvah letamis a mitzvah, and shalom Yisrael. But the Rambam interprets the whole ma'ilma is referring to say tamei and tahor. How he pulls this off, Kishet Shemitz L'Tamo, L'Tare, it's a little bit confusing what he did over here in the Sifra and how he quotes and what he means. But I just want to tell you what happened. An amazing thing happened over here. Because L'Chera, Maman L'Shoch. So what are you going to do, L'Maisa? Because L'Maisa, this is the only reflection in the Shoshim. When he gets to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he doesn't quote this passage. He should have caught this by Betzera. He's mashma that counting mitzvah opinion on mitzvahs is in as much as you're going to count everything else. There's nothing special about mitzvah. So l'cheira, he fell off this whole discussion. Okay. How we interpret this, k'shem shmitz l'tayra, kach mitz l'tayra, we have to know. Because l'cheira is the best raya, the Rambam is the raya, the matik yeshmuz, it's a mitzvah. But what he did in Mishneh Torah, and the Ramban also seems to do it, but maybe he was chizer from it in the minyan in Pratia mitzvahs in Tumas Ras. Mitzvah Aleph Lahiris Mitzaras Odom Kedina Hakosubata. What's Lahiris? That's the Talmud Tahara. The Ram learned Keshem Shmitzvah Tahara Kachmud is Lahiris, and it's Hakir Amira. And it's a Hilahiris. He's a Meire. And he flips it around. When Cherishvi, you have to interpret, is not Kipshutai. It actually is Lahiris. And however, when it comes to the end over here, okay? When it comes to Tumas, the Tzaras of, what do you call it? Of Tzaras, of Beged and Bias, he calls it a Din. He doesn't clear the Hoyles. Okay? Which is amazing. Okay? Okay? Okay, now, let me do a little bit more. Let me try this again. Okay. Now, we have to just finish the end over here. So that's it. Our Chiluk HaDvarim. Avochiluk HaDvarim, he says like this. Yiyeh tomi otoa ein roilu noisa. Lefi shehen tnoyim bedinim. V'ze kmo amor shakobes balmum. Shakobes balmum. Okay. Shakobes balmum. Shakobes Balmum is a right. Shakobes Bihi Mitzis Loisase Nishalino Ladas Mahinamum Hasira Shetimne Kol Mum Umum Mitzvah Vim Im Hoye Kach Vakach Hoye Ulim Kol of the Shiva Mum. So here's an amazing thing. Shiva Mum, I'll tell you how it gets it. Okay? So it's Lakov on that. What's Lakov? Because the Ram has in Isuri Mizbeach 73 Mum of Vibahim. Okay? But three of them are Zokein, Chil, and Mizum, which you're not putting on. So maybe the Ram is color because it could be 70 and it could be 73, depending on how you count them. The Ram also seems to learn that the person who he's arguing with counts Balmum and Hakrova as one mitzvah in the minyan. The Ram counts as many. There's Hektish, there's the Shrita, the Zrika, Aktora, the Ram has many Lavim. Because you count the many Lavim and play this out, you're not only dealing with 70, it's 70 times 4, 70 times 5, whatever it's. So L'Cheri is working with. L'Maisi is the Sefer Chafetz, learns that the Lav is only Hakrova, and he has two. He has one Lav. But he's not all, because he's using. Again, he's used this in argument against Mitzera. And he said, this everyone would agree with, okay? And the Sefer Chemitz does count, because what he does is, he counts Averes, because he works the Pshuto Shemik, Averes L'Adosa, Averes is one lav, and Moch Kosu is another lav, and two lavim on Behem. Two lav Makovas Bambu, okay? Now, as you understand yourself, as you understand yourself, this is Amura Tovuch, because all the Rishonim, all the Friedrich had Parshis, and everyone dealt with Parshas, and the Rambam is denying Parshas, and this is attack, this is the way you interpret the Parshas. So this is it. Rabbi Yisrael HaTlocha, Mitzvah Shem, the next Shurish.